The Tanya learned like this. Katanu Ktana. You have a boy or a young girl, Katanu or Ktana. Halacha is in the case where the husband died, the brother dies, and the mitzvah is Yibum. So Ramei Shitri is Loi Chotzum Loi Miyavmin. That Katanu Ktana, they cannot make Chalitza, and they cannot make Yibum. Different Rabbi Meir. These words are Rabbi Meir. Omru Loi Sechom Sabat Ramet Rabbi Meir. Yofo Mato Shein Chotzum. It's very good what he's saying, that they cannot make a Chalitza. And let's say the brother that's alive now is a Katan. Or else, let's say, the brother that died, if his wife is a katana. So either way, you cannot make chalitza. Why? Ish ksiv parshin, the aloch of chalitza, says an ish, means you have to have a godel. Hey, the brother that's alive now that wants to make chalitza, he has to be a godel. And also, makshin ishalish, we make a hekesh ishalish. So here's a good way, can't make chalitza, because we makshin ishalish, that the ish also has to be a godela. So if either one of the two is a katan or a katana, there's no mitzvah chalitza, that's good. But in my time, what's the reason why you say, Ein miyav, how can you say there's no mitzvah yidim over here? So, Omalehem, so the mayor says back like this, Koton shema yim tzaris. If the brother that's alive now is a koton, we have to be afraid, maybe he's a kid that can't have children, he's a tzaris. And then there's no mitzvah yibim. The whole mitzvah yibim is lachem shem to have children. So if you're a tzaris, there's no mitzvah yibim, and then you're living with your brother's wife, that's an avera. Or else katana, the same thing. If the wife is a katana, shem etim salam is. Maybe she'll also be a lady that can't have children. And if, because he says shem katan shem yim tesaris and katana shem etim salam is. V'nim tzu poigim b'yer v'shle b'mokha mitzvah. Comes out then that they're living with the brother's wife, shle b'mokha mitzvah. There's only a heter to live with your brother's wife in mokha yibum. So that's why Rabbi Meir says that a katan and a katana cannot make yibum. For Rabban, the Rabban say no. Zil basa ruba, gold basa the majority of ketanim. Zil basa ruba the ketanim. For right ketanim loves reason, and a right ketanim are not a saris. And zil basa ruba the ketanois, for right ketanis love ailness ninu. And right ketanis are not ailness ninu. So you go basa right. So that's the Rabban, that's what we hold. We're not afraid to say maybe they're a saris, maybe no, because you have a right to go basa right. If it comes out later, so later, they'll give a get, whatever it is. But right now, you have a right to be samech on roif. So here, so, but Ramei holds no. You have to be chashin l'miyuta. So that's Ramei shit. You have to be afraid for the miyut, that we don't let a cut and make yibum, because maybe it's going to be a saris. So maybe our mission also goes according to Ramei, that you chashin for the miyut. So we're afraid maybe these kids, these one or two, babies, these benais kusim, maybe they really need us. Samara says, no, Eimah, the Shamala Ramei. When we hear from Ramei, he's Machmir, goes to Chumrah, Miyuta, the Shriach, and it happens. Like here, a Kotin, there are people that are Sarisim, it happens. Abba Miyuta, the Shriach, and Mishamatle, but the Chur, to hear a baby 1 or 2 days old, that she becomes a Nida, you never hear of a case like that. So why should Ramei be Hashim Lemuta? Samara says, no, Honam Miyuta, the Shriach, this also happens sometimes. It's the Miyat, the Shriach. The Tanya, we learn like this. Omri Rabbi Yasi says, Maisa b'ein bull, it happened in a story in a place called Ein Bull, is in Eretz Yisrael. V'yetfilu koidem l'ima, that they were toivel the kid before the mother. Mashma, she gave birth to a girl, so the mother is tummy for 14 days. Mashma, this baby, after 1 or 2 days, she saw Nida, and she'll be able to be toivel the seventh day. So you see what should happen, that a girl saw Nidas. Yeah. And the Yama Rebbe said another case, the Maisa was having a Beis Shorim. V'etfilu koydim lima, another similar case. Beisham was also in Eretz Yisrael. That they would table the kid before the mother to see it could happen that the kid sees nidus, even though the baby's 1 or 2 days old. And v'yom Rabbi Yosef, a third maisa, that maisa but pumpadisa. Pumpadisa, that's in Bavel, that's outside Eretz Yisrael. Same thing, v'etfilu koydim lima, that also the kid, the baby, saw dam nidus, and they would table her, she became tall before the mother. Samara says, Bichleimah, the Rebbe Yeshu, the Rebbe Mishum Trum Eretz Yisrael. Those two places were in Eretz Yisrael, so it's good why we have to be Toivol, the baby, in order that she should not be Metama, the Truma. Even though we don't give a Truma to eat, but if the baby is Tomei, she may touch the Truma, so we want to make sure the baby becomes Tor. Ela, the Rebbe Yosef, his Maisa was in Pumpadisum, Lomali, for what purpose do you have to be Toivol the baby? Vomar Shmuel Ein Trumas Chutzlor Tasura. That Pumpadisa, that's in Bavel, there's no Truma Midiraisa. It's only Truma Chutzlaret, it's Midirabaran only. And Shmuel says the Truma of Chutzlaret, it's not Asur Ela B'misha Tumi Yetzim Egufay. It's only Yosu to a person that, like a Nidor or a Zav or a Zav, the Tumah came out of his body. But even so, Vahani Midu, when was this said? Piachila. that the nidor, the zorva, she cannot eat the truma. Aber benegia loy, but they just touched the truma, there's nothing wrong with it. So this girl here, 1 week old, 2 weeks old, she's not going to eat the truma. So what's the problem? She may touch it. But truma's chutzlars, we don't care if a nidor touches it. So for what purpose do we have to put her into the mikveh for? If the father, let's say, was a kohen and he has truma in his house and he wants to shmir the shemen of truma on a body, the Tani will learn like this. Pasuk says, "Lo yichalalu es kodshe bnei Yisrael, ashe yirimu laHashem." You should not be mekadesh. You should not be mechalal the truma of yirimu laHashem. So the Dasha wants the rabbi says hasach. For marv here hasach, there's somebody shmir truma. The rabbi says hasach. V'yes hashoyse, somebody drinks truma. So the question is, shoyse lomli kovani the special pasuk for shtiyah v'chalachil. That's treat all over. Just like a sausage eat truma, a zar can't eat truma, or if your tummy can't eat truma, so pshiti can't drink. Drinking is like eating. El the Gemara says, the rabbi says, asach kishoisa. Means to say that if you shmir, you rub oil on you, it's the same thing like you're drinking it. So therefore, if you're tummy, the same way you can't eat the truma, the same way you can't shmir, rub the truma on your body. So that's enough to come in here. This 1 week old baby, you want to rub her with oil of truma. So therefore, if she was a nidah, there was a need to make a tor in order that you'd be able to rub her with the shemen. The boysim, if you want to take from here, in this postik, it says, "Batoyba kemayim bekirba kashem biatzmoisov," that the water went inside them just like oil on the bodies. So mashmawat, that rubbing yourself with oil is the same malacha like drinking. So therefore, by truma, if you tome the same way you can't drink truma, you won't be able to shmir to rub yourself with truma. For the Gemara, that's Pshat na Mishnah, that goes according to Rabbi Meir, that with Chashinin, maybe they take a sodam, that's why the Benois Kusim Anidas Mary Soison. For the Gemara, Yochi, so did Danami, since any Jewish girl should have the same aloha, let's be afraid also, maybe the girl saw dam, and she also have a aloha of Anida, unless we know for sure she went to the mikvah. But Minastam, why isn't every Jewish girl then a Tommy? Samura says no. Anan, us, a regular Jew, did dashin an isha, the isha, we dashin the extra vav, the isha. To say what, that even a katan, if she sees dam, neither she's tomei. Therefore, the chichazian, if we see that our little girls have nidus, is mafreshlu. We takapo, we separate them, we make sure they don't touch the truma. And we separate them. Therefore, the girls of the rabbon, does not have to make an exerit to say that minastam, our daughters are tomei. But inu, these b'nois kusim, the people that are kusim, to loy darsha, they don't make this drusha isha v'isha. They don't nash an extra vav v'isha. If so, they don't hold taka that a ketana has tumas nida. Therefore, b'chichazion, even if their daughters would see dam, loy mafreshlu, they don't separate them. They don't like make them go to the mikvah. If so, therefore, goes the b'rabbon, and that's why the rabbon made gzeira. That's Pshana Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir that we're chashin lemuta, and therefore since by the kusim they don't put them into the mikvah, so we have to be afraid minastam that maybe they did see nidus, and therefore minastam b'nes kusim atame. The other Gemara says, what kind of drasha is this? My isha v'isha. The Tanya will learn like this. Isha. The Pasuk says isha. So Rashi says v'isha ki si yezova. And that's talking about a nidah, this Pasuk. It says, Nidah Mishnah Rashi's Kroh Dersiv, Shivas Yom Tia Benidosa. So now, Ein Liel Isha, only maybe Gedolah. When she's 12 years old, then if she sees Nidah, then she's Tamei. Tinoikas Dath Yamechel Nidah Minah, and how does it say even a girl 1 year old, 1 day old? Also, if Nidah comes out, she's Tamei. Talmud says, next Revolve of the Isha. So Alma, what do we see? Ki Marbi Kroh Bas Yamechel Marbi. The woman Marbi from this extra Vav, the Isha, even a girl 1 day old, has Tumas Nidah. So Mor says, Moses says, Ramino, I have a question. It says, Isha ein liel Isha. Tinoikos bas gimushan v'yemechot. This halacha that a boil nida has tumor also. So what's called a boil nida? Only if she's 3 years old, that's called a nidus. So Rashi said, this talking about libiya. Shematama bibiya. Odom migzeras hakosta dirsiv in tithitoma. Let me show the gashi gzera. Is that the Isha lives with a man, so the Isha becomes tamei. So, it's a drasha that not only she's a gedolah, the girl, but even if she's 3 years old. Ish v'dashin tinoikos baskim shonim v'yoymechod lebiyim, and I handle this din biya on a girl 3 years old, tamudayim v'isha. So here we see v'dashin from the word v'isha that she has to be 3 years old. And that's a halacha from Bia. A girl less than 3, it's not called a Bia. When she's 3 years old, that's called a Bia. And therefore, that's a halacha. A man lives with a girl, so the lady, she becomes Tamei. So Marin says, Omar Rav Hichasin, I'll tell you, these are really halacha l'mashim esinais. So really means to say Rashi says only one's in a smachta and one's really a drasha. So Mora says, Hai krov, hai hilchasa. Which one is the redaction from the posik? And which was only halacha l'moshim sinai? Yilem, if you want, tell me, basia mechad hilchasa. That's the first halacha that a girl one day old, if she sees nidi, she's tamei. That's only halacha l'moshim sinai. But rather than redaction from the posik alone, it's only mashma 3 years old, and therefore bas sholishon via mechad. Krov, that's the mashmois from the posik, that at less than 3, it's not called a bia. So Mora says, why? Cross stomach save the pasuk says tam v'isha. So manashach, once you say less than a bas mitzvah, once you're less than 12 years old, so what's the difference between 3 and 1 day old? It should be 1 day old also. Ella makes for it makes sense like this. Bas gimel shana v'yemechad hilchasa. That's takalach l'moshe m'sinai. That if a man has a bia with a girl, she's less than 3 years old, that's not called a bia. It has no halacha of a bia. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. She has to be at least 3 years old. But bas yemechad kro. That we say by Anida, if she's 1 day old, she becomes Tamei, that's from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'isha, mashma anything, any Isha, even a 1 day old baby, that also has Tumas Nida. The other one says, Miyachad Ilchasa, once you tell me now that's Alocha, that there's Locha V'biya, that she's 3 years old, is so crumulumly, why do I have to have a Pasuk altogether? There's an extra Pasuk V'isha in this Pasha of Biya. So what do I need the extra Pasuk for? So Moshe Nechnami, I'll tell you, Lamute Ish Meyaydim. It's come to teach us that a man has no tum of red. And we'll soon see there are two ways. That first off, a man sees blood out of his aver, he doesn't become tamei. And then Rashi says also, who identifies sees zera?